1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ready or not, here I come. You can have a head start, I'm gonna count to 10. I'm gonna close my eyes till you say when. But in the end, I'm gonna get you, my friend. You can run around the yard, you can run around the house, you can hide behind a tree, be quiet as a mouse. But in the end, I'm gonna get you, my friend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Ready or not, here I come. You can't escape my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wiggling, I'm gonna tickle till you giggle fingers. Tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle ya, ya, tickle, tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle ya, ya, tickle, tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle, tickle, tickle ya, ya. Tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle ya, ya, tickle, tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle ya, ya, tickle, tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle, tickle, tickle ya, ya. You can run, you can hide, you can jump on a train and take a choo-choo ride, but in the end, I'm gonna get you, my friend. You can take a rocket ship all the way to the moon, go play with the pirates in the Lost Lagoon, but in the end, I'm gonna get you, my friend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Ready or not, here I come. You can't escape my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wiggling, I'm gonna tickle till you giggle fingers. Tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle ya, ya, tickle, tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle ya, ya, tickle, tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle, tickle, tickle ya, ya. Tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle ya, ya, tickle, tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle ya, ya, tickle, tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle, tickle, tickle ya, ya. You can have a head start, I'm gonna count to 10. I'm gonna close my eyes till you say when. But in the end, I'm gonna get you, my friend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Ready or not, here I come. You can't escape my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wiggling, I'm gonna tickle till you giggle fingers. Wiggling, I'm gonna tickle till you giggle fingers. Tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle ya, ya, tickle, tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle ya, ya, tickle, tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle, tickle, tickle ya, ya. Tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle ya, ya, tickle, tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle ya, ya, tickle, tickle ya, tickle ya, tickle, tickle, tickle ya, ya.
Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Ready or not, here I come. Gotcha.
You were just listening to Eric Traplin with his song Tickle Ya. Hi, it's Steve Todd, and I want to thank you for tuning in to Musicians FAQ on 102.7 CKMS. As a resident of Waterloo Region, you almost certainly have seen Eric performing live, online, or on TV, entertaining a generation of children. You also likely have some worn-out CDs or an old cassette tape in your car's glove box, as Eric has recorded 8 children's albums over the years. In this two-part series, we're going to learn about Eric Traplin's musical journey, and although his name is synonymous with children's entertainment, we'll also hear how he has entertained adults and seniors for decades, performed TV work with Rogers, and also as a music teacher, inspiring other young musicians in our community. Let's check in with Eric Traplin. Thanks a lot for being on the show, Eric.
Well, thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
I normally start off by, we go back in time. So if you can maybe tell the listeners where you're originally from and how you started playing instruments.
Sure. I was born in Owen Sound, 1949, October the 1st. We lived there. I still have quite a few relatives in Owen Sound, and we lived there for about a year, and then we moved to Durham, Ontario, a little town. My dad got a job there, and he worked at various jobs there. And we, I think, lived in Durham. And we always sang when everybody, when any uncles or aunts or anybody came over, we always sang. Dad played a little steel guitar, like a flat-stop steel guitar. And he had his three chords, and Mom sang harmony. And so they would always get me to sing the melody, and Dad would sing bass. And we would, we'd have always have our little sing songs with uncles and aunts whenever we got together. And we lived in Durham till, I think I was about 9 years old when I moved away from Durham. And we moved to Woodstock for a bit, and then moved to Waterloo. And then we've been in the Kitchener-Waterloo area ever since. So since 1960.
Were you already starting to play the guitar or something back then?
No, I wasn't, but I was singing. I sang all the time. I actually, my mom used to say that when I was a baby, I'd wake up in the morning and I'd start singing in the crib.
Oh, wow.
And she said, she says, when the singing stopped, that's when she knew it was time to come and get me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She said it would go on for a couple hours at a time sometimes.
That's amazing.
I think I'm doing what I meant to be. I was supposed to be doing this lifetime.
Oh, for sure. So you ended up in Kitchener. Did you take music in maybe in grade school or high school or anything? Or?
Well, yeah, we always studied music in school at that time. There were really good music programs. I sang in the choirs, did some solos there. And then, we moved here. I continued started taking guitar lessons when I was 15.
Okay.
I think it was. I was about 15 years old. Started taking guitar lessons at the Ontario Conservatory of Music. Took lessons for about a year. But what it got me actually turned on as to music was I can remember going out to one of my dad's picnics, company picnics, and I'd won a little plastic ukulele in a race, and it came with a little book. So I started playing, On Top of Old Smokey and all these two and three chord songs on the little ukulele, and then eventually graduated to my dad's guitar, and I've just been playing ever since.
Good for you. Where did you go to high school then?
WCAI.
Oh, okay. Here,
Waterloo Collegiate. Waterloo.
So then after high school, you probably just started working, did you? Or were you, did you?
Oh yeah. I actually quit school in grade 10. After grade 10 and went to work, what you could do back then, you could go out and get a job one day and then quit it and go out and get a job the next day. There's lots of work. And so I worked at Marsland Engineering for a number of years.
Oh, okay.
I held many, many jobs before I became a musician. But I worked on construction. I worked, Uniroyal. Canada Barrel and Keg. I worked all over the place.
Oh, you're okay.
Kind of loose-footed back in those days.
Well, that's okay. You got to pay the bills, and I know a lot of musicians too are, they're torn between doing what they're passionate about, and they still have to put food on the table too. So you end up going from thing to thing, I think.
Well, I always wanted to be an entertainer, not necessarily a musician, but an entertainer. And a singer, I always wanted to do that. But I just never really bit the bullet as a youngster. This is what I'm going to do. I never did that. I just kind of figured, well, this is what I do for the fun of it. And I still got to make a living.
Let's take a little pause and have a listen to one of Eric's original songs, Tryin' Days. The song was born one day when Eric was noodling on his guitar, and the words were inspired by Eric recalling how in his teenage years, him and his dad didn't see quite eye to eye on a few things. Throw in Eric Traplin's imagination and creativity, and he had a song. On this recording, you're going to hear Doug Diedrich on steel guitar, Ronald A. Roy playing electric guitars and bass, and Eric taking care of the rhythm guitar and vocals. Ron and Eric also programmed the drums.
I see the years roll back in the face of my child. I see him standing there, so so young and so wild. Earbuds in his ears, defiance on his face. And I recall my youth and my trying days. I tried to teach him right from wrong, but sometimes I don't know if I let him down or if I made him strong. He sure as hell won't listen to me and what I have to say. Then I recall my youth and my trying days. I was headstrong and wild, stubborn as an old mule, spitting like a wild cat at everything my old man would do. Patched up old jeans, long shaggy hair. Yeah, I recall my youth and my trying days. Slammed out that door without so much as a goodbye. I don't know where he's going, I don't know the reason why. I just tried to talk to him in a fatherly sort of way. I may as well talk to the wall in his trying days. Headstrong and wild, stubborn as an old mule, spitting like a wild cat at everything I do. Earbuds in his ears, doesn't hear a word I say. Lord, help me through his trying days. Worrying about my son. My wife's giving me the look like I was Attila the Hun. I think I'll call up my old man and ask him what he done to make it through my trying days when I was the wild young son. Strong and wild, stubborn as an old mule, spitting like a wild cat at everything I do. Earbuds in his ears, doesn't hear a word I say. Lord, help me through his trying days. You know I love him, guide him through his trying days.
You're listening to Musicians FAQ on 102.7 CKMS. I'm Steve Todd. Let's return to our interview with Eric Traplin.
It wasn't until I was 40 that I started my professional.
Really? Okay. That's interesting.
I did a Tony Robbins course when I was working at Lazy Boy Canada. You know, Unlimited Power, I think, was the name of the course. And I actually did a goal setting and realized, hey, you know, I had an epiphany. I want to be an entertainer, a singer. That's what I want to be. And within 3 months, I was doing it. So it was pretty neat.
Good for you.
Yeah. Actually, before that, I had at 37, I went back in and I started taking lessons with John Wiebe.
Okay, yeah.
Out in New Hamburg, and I took lessons for him for a few years. And then after I had my epiphany, after doing the Tony Robbins course, and I went, well, this is what I want to do. I immediately went out and started studying music then. and got back into my guitar lessons again. Lo and behold, my teacher decided he wanted to take a sabbatical. So he took a couple of years off and he says, well, you can have my beginning students. So I ended up getting his, John's beginner students. Really? And by this time I had just finished book one myself. Okay. So I was, I had finished book one out of the books he was teaching. And so I ended up turning around and started teaching the kids. I enjoyed teaching. It was a lot of fun.
Just all of a sudden teaching kids, and the Tony Robbins thing might have kind of clicked right there. You thought, oh, I do well with children. Did that kind of help you to push your way to a children's entertainer?
Actually, I never even thought of it at that time. I was all geared up to start hitting the clubs, you know, the Blue Moon and different clubs. And so then I got a call from the union, the musicians union, says, hey, do you want to do a kid show up in Walkerton? And I went, well, you don't get anywhere by saying no. So I said, sure. And so I went and got a bunch of Raffi CDs and Fred Penner CDs and plus the songs I had learned as a kid and put together a little bit of a show and went out and did the show. And I taped it. I still have the tape of that show, too. I did a show for them. I went, you know, I absolutely love doing that. This is so much fun. Gradually, my income from kids' entertainment started taking over the adult entertainment, and it just seemed to work that way. So when I would start writing songs, I would say, well, I'll focus my songwriting towards the kids as opposed to the adults.
One thing about playing for the kids is you might be playing at 1 p.m. where playing for the adults, you're playing at 1 a.m. So
it's that's right. Oh, yeah. Well, when we first started out back in the 90s, you know, we would play from 9 till 1, sometimes 1:30, and you wouldn't get home to 2:30. You'd do a show at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I was younger then, but after a while, I go, oh, you know, this is getting too much. But fortunately, the time started changing at the clubs at that time, as with the no smoking and drinking and driving, and the clubs, especially in the country, started going from 9 to 1 to 8:30 to 12:30, 8 to 12, on and on and on.
Oh, yeah.
Until eventually I was going from 6 to 10. And
that's what was nice about that Blue Moon. I think I saw you at the Blue Moon the very last night that it was open. I was with Diane Dittner in the hall, and you were in the lounge.
Oh, yeah.
And that's another place that would have those early hours, too.
Yeah, it did. And you know, I had so much fun at the Blue Moon. Oh, my gosh. I played there for 26 years.
Oh, you're kidding. Okay.
26 years in different forms. I had a duo with John Weeb, my guitar teacher, for 4 years called Shade Street. We just had a blast out there. And that's where I got some of my I got used to entertaining adults. I was always a nervous Nelly when I went out to perform.
So you had the duo. Did you have any other little bands you played with like a larger, maybe a trio or a four piece or anything?
Well, you know, I had the duo with John Weeb. I also had a duo with Bob Drukas. After John got tendonitis, he could no longer just put in the hours every weekend playing guitar. So he decided to stop playing with the duo. And I got a fellow by the name of Bob Drukas came out. We played together for a year. That was basically it for the duos and the adult stuff. But I did have I was in a group with George Lonsbury.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, you fabulous guitar player.
Yeah.
Great guy. I was in the group. We practiced for about 8 months. We went out and did one show, and it was a good show too, but that was it. Yeah. So that's my extent of the band work.
That's okay.
Here's another one of Eric's original songs. This one's called Reach Out.
When the sun goes down at the end of the day and the stars come out so bright, I wonder if there's a world out there where everything is right. Is there someone there just like me?
looking up in awe, oh, and dreaming of the day, oh, that they can reach out and touch the stars. If I could reach out and touch the stars, I'd bring back the light and spread it out from sea to sea, make everything all right. And I hunger for this vision that dances in my heart. If I could only reach out, only reach out, reach out and touch the stars.
I'm Doug Dietrich from Waterloo, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS, radiowaterloo.ca.
I went through your Facebook profile and I kind of scrolled down to throughout COVID, like to all your different postings, and you're the one person I've seen that's actually stayed fairly busy. Like, I'm sure you're not doing anywhere near what you want to do, but you've actually had a lot of library things and even Canada Day. It looks like you did a Canada Day special,
yeah.
I think you mentioned.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good for you that you're still able to function.
Yeah, I know. Like I set up a little video studio in my garage with lights and it's worked out really well with a nice little backdrop for the kids. And I've also got a green screen that I can, what I've done with some of the seniors' homes is do a videotape in front of the green screen, and then I can come in and change the background.
Really?
You know, for each song, I'll change the background and send that off to a senior's home if they're after a videotape. So.
And you must have special software then to use to do that green screen and then editing, I guess, right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I've got, you know, Final Cut Pro on and plus different video editing. It's amazing what you accumulate over the years.
Good for you. Like again, I think so many people that I've talked to on this program have just, you know, they're still maybe busy doing songwriting or
maybe they're learning a new instrument or something, and they've done Facebook Live things, but you're the one guy that's actually still probably has stuff on his calendar.
Yeah, I'm amazingly lucky, Todd. Yeah. I don't know. I think it because I do adults and kids. I've got a little more latitude out there for people to hire me. You know, more. I don't know, but you know, like my income is down seriously, 95%. So, very grateful for CERB and for the Canadian Recovery Benefit for. Yep. Crazy. Helping us musicians out through this tough time.
Yeah. I know you use a little bit of electronic accompaniment and everything as well. And
yes.
Harmonica, like you're able to sound like a full band, even as a one man band.
Yes. I have some nice software on the computer and I can do drums and bass for a song and, do a really nice job of it, have it sound really good. And usually that's what I go out with the adult stuff is just drums and bass. And that allows you to sound a little fuller.
Oh yeah,
and nice for nice for dances too.
Yeah, because I find when I was doing solo shows, and if it was just me with my acoustic, like you really can't. Every song seems to be like a 2-minute song because there's no solos or nothing.
Yeah.
I eventually got a looper to extend them, but still, it's not the same as what you're doing with adding drums and bass.
Yeah, I tried the looper. I just could not do it. I could not get it. I went, no, I'm going back to my drums and bass. Yeah,
that's okay. Whatever but, works.
You know, when you're playing the way I play, you got to play it the same way every time. When you're playing with loops and that though, if you see people up dancing, you can say, oh, I'm going to just extend this for another chorus or another verse and chorus. That's why I was trying the loops out, but didn't have the patience to learn.
Yeah, I've had a few disasters too, but anyway, gets better. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about disasters.
Here's a song that Eric helped with. Ed Ireland wrote a poem for his wife Faye, and Eric was asked to put music to it. He then played it for them at a party. It was recorded at Threshold Sound with Ron Roy on electric guitar and bass, Betty Ford singing harmonies, and Eric on vocal and acoustic.
We all make friends, they come and go, some we forget, why we don't know. When I found you, I wanted you for life, I asked you that question. To love till the end. That day in June I married my best friend. Oh, I married my best friend. You make it easy me to shine. You deserve more attention. It's about time. You give me so much. Our lives are like one. And I thank you for the gift of two sons. We were young when we met, we were only just teens. We felt so in love as we talked about dreams. We vowed to each other to love till the end. That day in June I married my best friend. Oh, I married my best friend. We've come so far since way back then. You're my wife, you're my best friend. I've tried so hard with this poem of mine express my love and end in a rhyme. I just hope your love will always be mine, for mine is all yours till the end of my time. We were young, we were only just teens. We felt so in love as we talked about dreams. We vowed to each other to love till the end. That day in June, I married my best friend. Oh, I married my best friend. Best friend, we were only just teens. We felt so in love as we talked about dreams. I married my best friend.
When I started writing, I only wrote adult songs. You know, some of them are okay, some of them are good. And when the kids' music started taking off for me, whenever I would sit down with a guitar and start playing something, I would come across a lick or a hook or something like that. I would go, well, where am I making my money? I'm making my money with kids' CDs, not with adult CDs.
Oh, yeah.
So I would definitely take that lick and go towards the kids. Most of the adult songs, I wrote one just recently. I still write a lot of them, but I wrote one just recently for Special Olympics Convoy. And so they asked me if Mike Kretsch and Jim Murray approached me and asked me if I would put together a song that Special Olympics Convoy could use. So I put one together and it turned out pretty good.
Great. Yeah. And I think I saw that on Facebook, because I know that you posted... like you were part of a virtual Special Olympics event, is that right?
Yes. And that was the song that I wrote for them. And then all proceeds from that song, I just signed the rights and everything over to Special Olympics.
Good for you.
Yeah, so they can do what they want with it.
Yeah, what a great cause. That's amazing.
Yeah, I just love it. I love those guys.
Let's move those trucks. Our Special Olympics convoy, you can hear the athletes cheer. That's the way we roll. Respect for all, in this we all stand tall.
as it rumbles to the beat. As a thousand tons of trucks go rolling down the street, you can hear the truckers call as they put the hammer down. That's the way we roll, that's the way we roll. One by one in a row, just sit back and watch them go. Cargo full of hopes and dreams for the Special Olympic teams. That's the way, yeah, that's the way we do that. Of steel in the early morn, with pockets full of pledges gathered throughout the year. It's our Special Olympics convoy. You can hear the athletes cheer. Ah, that's the way we roll.
So why don't we get back into some of the children's stuff? So I know you mentioned the Walkerton thing, and then that sort of got you excited.
Yeah, that was more, right? That was my first kids show, and I went, wow, this is great. So I started advertising for kids, and I would go around to the different libraries, drop my flyers off, and the business built slowly. And then as with the adult stuff, I was doing usually a show every weekend. With John and also by myself. I played the Blue Moon. I played Lulu's Dine and Dance for
really okay
26 years, like the little Lulu's Dine, yep. The original.
Yeah, on Pioneer Drive.
Pioneer Park. Oh, many other different clubs that had come and gone. And my first adult show was for the Vietnam Star Restaurant in downtown Kitchener. Yeah, that was, and that's when I was just doing it acoustically at the time. You know, I had no loopers or backing tracks. If I had to do it again, I don't think I would have the nerve to do it. Being naive has its blessings.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I went from there. And then after a few years, I got into the Blue Moon and then was in actually Lulu's Dine and Dance first and then got in the Blue Moon. And I played those two places for most of my career in the adult stuff. And there would be a, you know, out to Godrich to do a show, different little towns all around Linwood, and I would do shows all over the place. But I would always come home at night. I never had to stay over, you know. So it was nice, and the kids stuff eventually picked up until I said, well, if any more club work comes in, as the club started dropping off, I said, well, I'm not going to do any more club work on the weekends. Because I'm so busy with the kids' stuff. And my last club work was at Kennedy's in St. Agatha.
Like it, and as well as clubs, you're doing birthday parties probably, and I'm sure there's other community events and things, right?
Tons of stuff. And the city of Kitchener has just been super. I've been a staple in the city of Kitchener for most of my career, and I, thanks to initially to Georgina Green and from the Kitchener Library, and Gina Holstead from the city of Kitchener. They both hired me a lot at the beginning of my career, along with Michelle McBride and, oh my gosh, the library and different organizations. And then the city of Kitchener have been some of my main clients in the area.
I remember years ago when my kids were, like my kids are in their early 20s now, but I remember years ago taking them downtown for New Year's Eve, and they used to have a separate little kids, like an early New Year's Eve that I think the ball would drop or whatever at 6 p.m. or something. But I think you were playing there. I'm sure I saw you 15 years ago there.
Yeah, I played New Year's Eve there for years. And then it just changed at about 10 years ago, maybe less. maybe less, 8 to 10 years ago. Kitcher changed their format on the New Year's Eve. And I was already at that time committed to being at the Blue Moon Hotel. So I could no longer do the city yep. of Kitchener.
But good for you. That's amazing. Your name is almost synonymous in this whole Waterloo region with children's entertainment.
Oh, yeah, that was my goal when I started out this. I wanted people in the area, when they wanted a children's entertainer, to think of me. That was my goal, and it worked out.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Now, I know you have recordings. Like, I've heard we actually featured one of your songs. I think it's Killin' Time?
Yes, Killin' Time, yeah.
And that's one of your adult songs. We featured Doug Dietrich, the steel guitar player, and that song was featured.
Oh, yeah, he's a great steel guitar player.
Have you recorded a lot of these, the children's songs, into CDs that you can sell to parents?
I have 8 kids' CDs out.
Wow, you're kidding.
No, I 8 of them out, and... I've got a few adult CDs out, but some don't get sold anymore. They're out of print, and they were some of my beginning efforts.
Why don't we talk about all these 8? Like, that's quite a bit of work to produce that then. Like, are you doing things at home and then taking them to a studio, or like, how's the process work for that?
That's what I do now. Initially though, I went into a Rabbit Tracks recording studio with Chris Riding. Do you know Chris at all?
No, that's
he's a bass player. He works at Sherwood Music.
Okay.
And he had a studio, so I went in and recorded at his studio, my first. So I just went in there with the bare song, you know, just acoustically. I played them, and they said, okay, this is how it's going to be. And we went that way, and that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed yep. it. And the guitar player at that time who came and played was Ronald A. Roy. And that's the studio I've been going into since. And so I, when I go into his studio, Threshold Sound, he's a great guitar player. And he can do any style of yep. guitar playing. Just a super guy to work with. Very reasonable rates. And so nice to go in and work with him. He's a good friend. And that's what I've been doing ever since in the studio, along with my adult CDs and the kids' CDs, yeah.
Just, so the first ones are sort of raw then, just sort of acoustic and singing then, or were they?
For the first one, no, we had drums and bass, like Chris okay. Riding played bass, and I had Marianne Epp, who used to be in the area, just a super harmony singer and songwriter, and that she would come in and do some of the harmonies. John Weeb played on some of my songs. Okay.
Yep.
And, it was an all-around good experience for my studio, yep. my studio experience. So that was my first time in there. Really enjoyed it.
Shaving cream, sticking to the wall. It's on the floor, it's on the door, it's up and down the hall. Yes, gooey gobs of shaving cream, sticking to the window pane. It's on the chair, it's everywhere, it's driving me insane. How did this ever happen to a nice kid like me? Gooey gobs of shaving cream as far as I can see. Shaving cream, gooey gobs of shaving cream. Pinch me once, pinch me twice, tell me this is all a dream. Shaving cream, spread from wall to wall. Oh, how can I explain this disaster to them all? Well, I was just a wide-eyed kid, I was gonna be a man. I took my dad's shaving cream in the big red can. I pushed the button down, and that's how it began. This shaving cream blizzard, it wasn't in my plan. How did this ever happen to a nice kid like me? Gooey gobs of shaving cream as far as I can see. Shaving cream, gooey gobs of shaving cream. Pinch me once, pinch me twice, tell me this is all a dream. Shaving cream,
spread from wall to wall. Oh, how can I explain this disaster to them all? Well, I pushed that button down on the big red can. Just my luck, it got stuck, it overflowed my hand. It slipped out of my grasp and shot up in the air. Now it's on the floor, rolled out the door, spraying foam everywhere. How did this ever happen to a nice kid like me? Gooey gobs of shaven cream as far as I can see. Shaven cream, shaven cream, gooey gobs of shaven cream. Pinch me once, pinch me twice, tell me this is all a dream. Shaven cream, spread from wall to wall. Oh, how can I explain this disaster to them all? Shaven cream, gooey gobs of shaven cream. Pinch me once, pinch me twice, tell me this is all a dream. Shaven cream, sticking to the window pane. It's on the chair, it's everywhere, it's driving me insane. How did this ever happen to a nice kid like me? How did this ever happen to a real nice kid like me? Gooey gobs of shaving cream as far as I can see. Man, this is gonna take forever to clean up. I'm gonna need a truckload of paper towels. Hey, maybe the dog can help. Oliver, come on, boy. Wait, oh no, that was a mistake. Get out of here, dog.
It almost gives you a little bit more credibility too when you're showing up at a place and you have promotional materials, and it just sort of ups your game a little bit, I think.
Well, that's it, absolutely. You know, I think at the time I said it makes me real now.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Like I'm not just some guy just is going to do this a little bit and then he's gone. But you know, I invested some time and some money into it, and I printed up at that time it was cassette tapes. I remember I printed up 1,000, and I was playing at Kim. Do you remember Kim Glow?
The pumpkin.
It's now, it's now Schneider's Family Farm.
Yep.
Yeah, and so I cut my teeth on entertaining kids there because they hired me for 4 years every October to do a walk around entertaining the kids. And boy, that was tough work. Oh man, 4 hours walking around and every time you would have to you'd sing a song for a kids, then mom and dad would move on, then you want to capture the audience again. It was draining, let me tell you, Steve. It was just draining
for sure. Like a parade is the same way. I don't know if you've ever done a parade, but like you have a new audience about every 30 seconds. Sometimes you play the same song, you know, 15 times.
Oh, that's right too. I really enjoyed it. I really cut my teeth. I really learned a lot about entertaining and how to capture an audience by doing that walk around bit.
Plus the temperature too. Like this is late October, so it's already probably a little bit chilly on your fingers to be playing for a couple hours, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is. Fortunately, when I'm doing kids entertaining, I can put my guitar down and do an action song, so I can warm up that way.
Oh, that's neat. Okay. Good for you.
But I really enjoyed doing that. I cut my teeth there. And then when I did my first kids CD, I think that was in 93, I actually put the CD out because I was working with a couple of guys putting together a TV show for Rogers TV called Behind My Attic Door. So a lot of the songs I wrote, that ended up on my first CD, which is called Behind My Attic Door.
I go up to my attic, there I think things through. I have a talk with myself, let my imagination soar. I work my troubles out there behind my attic door. When my skies are gray and I don't know what to do, I go up to my attic, I
have friends I can talk to. I just close my eyes, let my imagination soar, and I find my answers there behind my attic door. 'Cause in my attic there's Berkeley, Molly the Ghost, and Old Pole. There's a jug bug band, Captain Chippy, and his parrot Bassanio. I can talk to a picture, it'll talk back, dance around with an old cold rack, do anything, be anyone, play my guitar, have some fun behind, behind, behind my attic door, behind, behind my attic door. There's a jug bug band, Captain Chippy, and his parrot Bassanio. I can talk to a picture, it'll talk back, dance around with an old coal rack, do anything, be anyone, play my guitar, have some fun behind, behind, behind my attic door, behind, behind my attic door.
I've got a show that is on Rogers every once in a while now that we taped three or four years ago, and we did 8 half-hour shows. Rogers repeats that every once in a while.
It's nice. Again, it just shows how committed you are to what you're doing.
I love it. I love it, Stephen. If I had to give one up, it would definitely be the adults, because the kids are special. But
oh, yeah.
I don't have to, so I'll keep them both.
These 8 CDs that you made then, of the children's CDs, are these all original songs that you wrote then?
The first one is all original. Then as I came on, I mostly original, but I would, people would send me songs and or words and that, and I would sometimes put them to music.
Okay.
I've got a few like that. I would do a few traditionals. There's a few cover tunes I do on my CDs, but not too many. They're mostly original.
That's great. You must be a member of SoCan and everything, I guess, then?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Wow.
Every once in a while, a check dribbles in.
I know. I've had so many people, so many musicians just say things about how hard it is now for a recording musician to make any money. It's just the way that things have gone with streaming and... You know, nobody buys CDs and everything. It's impossible to really make money like that. But
yeah, you can't. I mean, yeah, I used to make a fair amount of money selling CDs, but not anymore.
Yeah,
it's just dried up, and the money you get from streaming is so little. So what can you do? It's just the way it is.
For sure. Now, are you on Spotify or any other of the streaming services then, though?
The CD Baby. Handles this distribution of my digital stuff.
Okay.
So I think they put me up on Spotify. I know I'm on a few of the kids' TV channels, but you know, they've been playing the same songs for me for the last 20 years.
Okay.
And it's hard to get them to play a new song.
I know, I'm kind of the same as you with writing songs. Like I've been writing a bit, but they all seem to be about my dog or my cat. So I have a hard time writing anything serious.
So. Yeah, I know. Actually, when COVID hit, I hardly picked up the guitar for a while.
I know what you mean.
I did a few virtual shows, but that was the only time I was picking up the guitar. I was going, oh, smokes, I just withdrew from it. But lately I've been picking up the guitar again and just finding a new love for the instrument, and actually approach solos differently for some reason. I think when you're playing every day, you get into a groove, and then you pull away from it for 6 or 7 months and that groove is gone and you have a chance to experiment a little more.
Yeah. Or if you, all of a sudden you might start listening to jazz or to, I don't know, some other type of music, and then your playing slightly changes because it's sort of burned into your brain, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But with the kids stuff, I tell you, the songs just came to me. I would be out doing a show and I was setting up for a show one time and look over at, this was at Riverside Park in Cambridge, and there was kids over there on a swing, and the swing was going, hee-hee, hee-hee, hee-hee. And I went, oh, I love it. So I went home and after that gig, and I wrote Higher, which just wrote itself just like that.
Higher.
Reached the end of today's show, but stay tuned for part two as Eric Traplin continues the discussion on his songwriting for kids and his many years of entertaining us in Waterloo region and beyond. Until next time, it's Steve Todd, and I want to thank you for listening to Musicians FAQ on 102.7 CKMS.
I'm Eric Traplin from St. Clements, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS RadioWaterloo.ca.
Bubbles, bubbles, bubbles in the air. Bubbles, bubbles, bubbles everywhere. There's bubbles on the chair, there's bubbles in my hair. Bubbles, bubbles, bubbles everywhere.